Hello and welcome to the Skyward Family Access presentation. You're about to spend a few minutes gathering information about how to access basic modules in the Skyward Family Access parent portal. In September of this year, a letter went home to parents with a username and a password allowing them to access information about their students' grades, attendance, schedule, calendar, and other information. To find this information, you will have to log on to www.watertown.k12.wi.us. This will take you to the district's main webpage. Of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you've already been to our district webpage, so your first step is completed successfully. On the webpage, you'll notice a link that says Family Access. Clicking on that link will take you to the screen that appears on the right. As you probably know, you should enter your username and password in the appropriate areas on the screen and click Login. The first screen you'll see after logging in is the screen that has your student's calendar. If you have more than one student enrolled in the Watertown schools, you may change the student calendar by accessing the student drop-down menu at the top of the screen. You'll see a name and then an arrow. Clicking on the arrow will allow you to change student names within the system. The calendar, of course, highlights assignments, activities, and events that a teacher or staff member at the school has elected to upload into the system for parent and student viewing. Clicking on the blue highlighted number within a calendar square will open up another window that will show you greater detail about that assignment or activity. The next link on the General Information menu along the left side of the Skyward main screen shows Student Information. Clicking on Student Information will open up another screen that will show to parents the updated address, birth dates, graduation years, student ID number, contact information for parents that the parent has made available, all sorts of information that you've elected to relay to the school office regarding your student records. The gradebook screen will open up a page that lists the period, the class, the description of the class and the class title, the term, the teacher name, and other information related to student progress within the classes that he or she is taking for that term. Q1 refers to quarter 1, Q2 refers to quarter 2, and so forth. S1 refers to semester 1, and clicking on the icon that appears under each column will show you the assignments for that particular term. Hovering over any icon in Skyward with your mouse will pop up more descriptive detail about what that icon means and what information lies beneath it. Also, any blue highlighted link will open up an additional page with further information if you click on that blue link. The message center is an area where teachers may elect to send special messages regarding the class. The attendance screen will show you that your student is attending school or, if he or she is absent, how that absence is classified: excused, unexcused, or if late, whether it's a tardiness or excused for some other purpose. Again, clicking on the blue link will reveal greater detail about the absence. Clicking on the Schedule tab will show you the term schedule for your student throughout the current session, meaning first semester, second semester, first, second, third, or fourth quarters. The Discipline screen will show you any details about discipline that has been entered into the system. This concludes what has been a very basic overview of Skyward's main features. Some other features will be used periodically throughout the year. As you can see, Skyward offers a wide array of information about your students' progress on a regular basis. Information is uploaded in as timely a manner as possible. If you do have questions about Skyward, please contact your school and we'll be happy to help you understand the system with the hope that we can continue to work together to achieve student success. Thank you very much.